Hello, and welcome to Lesson 30 of the ChineseLearnOnline.com Progressive Course, Teaching Mandarin Chinese. I'm your host, Adam. We're at the halfway point of our 60 lesson, Level 1. We hope that by now, you do have a beginner's grasp of the language, and are ready for something more advanced. And that's what we hope to give you in the second half here. Starting from this lesson on, we will use more Chinese within the lesson. So in today's lesson, we will explain some of the terms and phrases that we will start using from here on. As we teach you new vocabulary, we like to reuse older vocabulary that we have already taught. So from time to time, if you hear me ask, how do you say, that means there's a word that we have taught before. On our website, you will see a link to the course outline pages, which show each lesson that we've taught so far and what new words were introduced in each lesson, so I recommend that you wander through there from time to time, just to make sure that all the words look familiar to you, and if not, then please review the lesson that they were first introduced in. Now, I started off today's lesson by saying, welcome to lesson 30, but I did so in English, so I think it's time we changed some of these phrases that we say in every lesson to Chinese. That's why today's lesson is so important. Let's learn the word for welcome in Chinese.
欢迎.
That's the first tone.
欢.
And the second tone.
迎. 欢.
Refers to happiness or joyousness, while
迎.
Refers to welcome or to receive. So to receive happiness is to welcome. So we say
欢迎.
Now, what if I wanted to say welcome everyone? How would I say that?
欢迎大家.
Now, in English, we say welcome to. In Chinese, though, we would say welcome come. What is the verb to come?
来.
And that's a second tone. Next on our list is the word for lesson. That's an easy one.
课.
That's a fourth tone.
课.
Now to say lesson 30 in Chinese, we say 30th lesson. So how would you say 30th?
第三十.
So 30th lesson becomes
第三十课.
So with that in mind, how would you say welcome to our lesson 30?
欢迎来我们的第三十课.
Now, it may seem a little bit unnatural to say our lesson 30 in English, but in Chinese, it's more natural.
欢迎来我们的第三十课.
Now, just to keep things interesting, we're going to vary that intro from time to time. So here are some other variations. Sometimes, instead of saying, welcome come, our 30th lesson, you could also hear, welcome come arrive, 30th lesson. This new verb, arrive, is a fourth tone.
到, 到.
Is often attached to the end of other verbs when that action has just been completed. So you have just come to our lesson, and we are welcoming you. So we say,
欢迎来到第三十课.
Welcome to lesson 30.
欢迎来到第三十课.
Let's look at one more way to say this phrase. Welcome everyone, come study 30th class. Now we briefly saw the verb study when we looked at the word student. How do you say student?
学生.
So the first part of that is the verb to study. However, you may see an extra character tacked on there to make it
学习.
That's two second tones.
学习.
The second character,
习
refers to practicing, so you often see them together, as in
学习
So putting this all together gives us
欢迎大家来学习第三十课
So that'll be one of our new intros to the lessons from here on.
欢迎大家来学习第三十课。
All right, now usually we start off each lesson with a dialogue. So let's learn the word for dialogue. It's two fourth tones.
对话
Now
话
You may remember from
普通话
and
电话
Do you remember what
话
means? It means speech.
对
means opposite or facing, as in what two people do when they're having a dialogue or a conversation. They face each other.
对话
So in our lesson, we listen to the dialogue. What is the verb to listen? It's
听
And that's a first tone.
听
To say, let's listen, we need the word for let, which is a fourth tone.
让
So how would you say, let us listen?
让我们听
Now if we wanted to say, Let's first listen, as in the first thing we want to do is listen, we need the word for first. We've actually seen it before in the word for Mr. How do you say Mr.?
先生
You may remember that the literal definition of
先生
was first born. So
先
here means first, as in the first thing we would do. If we wanted to say, let's listen one time, how do we say one time?
一次
That's the character for one.
一
And the character for instance of time.
次
Which is a fourth tone.
一次
So let's put all of this together and create the sentence, let's first listen to today's dialogue one time. Literally, that would be, let us first listen one time today's dialogue.
让我们先听一次今天的对话。
Great. Now, if we wanted to repeat it, we would need to say, again, listen one time. We know the word again from the Chinese word for goodbye.
再见
Do you remember the literal translation of
再见
It means again meet, so
再
Here means again. So how would you say again listen one time?
再听一次
Or listen one more time.
再听一次
Good, we're making progress. Now what if we wanted to say, please repeat after her? In Chinese, we would literally say, please with her speak. Now we know all these words from before. How do we say please?
请
And how do we say with?
跟
And what is the verb to speak?
说
So how do we say, please with her speak?
请跟他说
Or please repeat after her.
请跟他说
Great. I'll do a couple more here before we wrap up. If I wanted to ask, how do you say in Chinese? We literally say, Chinese, how speak. What is the word how in Chinese?
怎么
So how would we say Chinese, how speak?
中文怎么说?
You'll notice that the verb speak and the verb say are the same in Chinese.
中文怎么说?
If I want to ask, what does it mean? How would I ask that in Chinese?
什么意思?
Great, so lots of new phrases that you'll be hearing in the second half of our level 1. Let's do a quick recap of all of these new words and phrases that we have taught today. How would you say the following? Now, some of these may sound a little strange in English, but they're perfectly normal in Chinese, which is what we're focused on. Welcome everyone to study lesson 30.
欢迎大家来学习第30课。
Let's first listen to today's dialogue one time.
让我们先听一次今天的对话。
Listen one more time. Literally, that's again listen one time.
再听一次。
Please repeat after her. Literally, that's please with her say.
请跟她说。
How do you say in Chinese?
中文怎么说?
And lastly, what does it mean? Literally, is what meaning?
是什么意思?
And there you have it. Premium subscribers can take advantage of the review audio summary available for this lesson on our website to make sure you have all the phrases down pat, as we'll be using them quite frequently in later lessons. Congratulations for making it this far and no longer being a beginner in Mandarin Chinese. Once you've got used to these phrases, we'll also be adding more to them, as our goal is to be able to teach entire lessons using only Chinese that has been taught. So, keep at it.
再见。